Hello, my name is Judith Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. In this episode, I will share how my inner child has been blocking me from a successful career for many years. I will share resources that help my adult to parent her inner child. I will share her healing process and results with you. Since June 18th, 2021, I resigned from an office position that I experienced much stress at. The workload required me to work 15 hours more a week. The additional work was time sensitive and required accuracy. When I told my manager how I was struggling with the stress, she insisted that I could still do it. When my health declined slow but sure, I knew I had to resign and gave them my 2-week notice. My anxiety levels were high even after I left the job. My memory started to fail me again as it had back in 2017 for an entire year after I completed a stressful 3-week temp assignment. For the first time in my life, I started taking anxiety medication, which helped tremendously. I did this for a couple reasons. One, I was feeling anxiety for no reason at all. And I learned from a woman called the Crappy Childhood Fairy on YouTube that anxiety and complex PTSD are not going to go away. She added that we need to learn how to manage these mental health issues. I realized why spending 20 plus years healing from trauma and abuse did not protect me from feeling anxiety for no reason. Anxiety medication was wonderful, to say the least. I wanted to sing its praises from the mountaintops. I joked with friends and loved ones saying, "Huh, this must be how normal people feel." My mind felt like a still pond, a quiet room. The relentless chatter was gone. I was able to experience the fruit of my labor in all the recovery programs and years of therapy I went to. I got to experience the present moment each day. When people said things that would normally put me in my head and saw them rolling off my back, I was pleasantly surprised. I had no idea I could ever feel that confident and be that pleasant, hospitable, playful, and relaxed with my husband sexually. Unfortunately, taking this helpful, generic brand of Lexapro hurt my gut health. It contains lactose, which grows yeast and causes candidas flare-ups. I was diagnosed with candidas back in 2004 after being traumatized while being fired. I needed to give that job up, but I clung to it like it was the last job on earth. From my early childhood, I was used to working through work situations where I felt I was in over my head, where I was left alone to flounder by myself. Before being fired, I was given a promotion that I could not handle. The person who trained me regurgitated information about my new responsibilities at me. I had to take notes that I could not read later because I rushed to write them. I did all this while performing the tasks she told me to do in the moment. This manager made a habit of discouraging me from asking questions. She'd shame me for taking up her time. She was unavailable to help me do her duties when she went out on medical leave. After doing my best, which wasn't good enough, I was fired by the president of this organization I worked for. This man had been like a father figure to me that I had always wanted. He was smart. Because I tried to keep a smile on my face while being fired, he called me a detriment as I was leaving his office. I felt a sharp, intense pain cutting down my back, the back of my heart chakra. It took years in recovery and therapy for me to realize why this experience hurt me so bad. My adult has had to weather much anxiety from her inner child around time. This is because her inner child endured occasional physical and emotional abuse when she did not think or move as fast as her mother thought she should or needed her to, like when there was an appointment to make. Her inner child had to endure many disapproving looks from both of her parents due to unreasonable expectations. One fateful day, my inner child's mind froze when her best friend's mother screamed at her to call an ambulance for her daughter when she had a seizure. My inner child did not know how to do what this adult was asking her to do. When my inner child's best friend's mother looked at her and spoke to her like she was an idiot, like her parents did, she realized something was wrong with her. My inner child had to walk home alone after this traumatic event. Her mother was laying on the couch, resting from a hard day, reading the newspaper. Her mom asked why she was home instead of being at her best friend's house to sleep over. My inner child just said she wasn't allowed to sleep over. She sat under the dining room table by herself. She did not know her best friend would live. She believed she killed her because she didn't think fast enough like an adult would. In her mind, that meant she was stupid. She knew if her parents knew what happened, they'd blame and shame her more than she could bear. It took many years for my adult to realize how these traumas impacted her work life. She had no idea. She only knew how to parent her inner child the way her parents did her, with unreasonable expectations and criticism, blame, and shame. It has taken 21 years for my adult to become receptive to the idea of learning to parent her inner child with gentleness, humor, unconditional love, and respect. My adult came across Wu Wei YouTube videos last year during COVID-19. They really helped her to understand how crucial it is to identify the wounded inner child and to parent these parts of herself with firm consistency. She also needs to reframe traumatic events in her life so she can integrate her inner child. My adult especially appreciated the term squealing piglets when her inner child is upset. Those videos set her feet on a strong path that supported her recovery. Recently, she came across a book called Healing Your Lost Inner Child. The author's name is Robert Jackman. The timing of this book's arrival is perfect. I had been answering some questions in recovery, and I believe the answers to those questions helped me to attract this book, which is helping me go deeper. I really appreciate when authors have done their own inner work, which he has. In the first chapter, my adult learned about something Robert Jackman calls sophisticated dysfunctional tools my inner child used to cope with trauma, abuse, and neglect. She wrote 3.5 pages of these sophisticated dysfunctional tools that she heard on this audiobook. My adult's guts were in an uproar as she took note of the tools her inner child learned from her parents. She felt yucky as she realized there are many she keeps turning to and using as an adult out of habit. My adult is very willing to follow the author's suggestions. She is to take each sophisticated dysfunctional tool and ask herself why she uses these tools and give an honest answer. She must ask herself with love how and why she developed these wounded emotional responses. Later, these answers will be used in Chapter 5. A light went on in my adult's mind. She realized that she might be able to help others if she writes the answers to these questions for each of the sophisticated dysfunctional tools and share them on her podcast. While sharing what she wrote with her adult son, she realized she needs to add something to this healing process. She needs to add how she reframed life events for her inner child. This has been hard for her to bring herself to do until now. My future podcasts will be these sophisticated dysfunctional tools and the answers to those questions and the better way to live, like how I reframe them. Thank you for listening.